Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's Friday. Only two more working days till Monday. June the 7th, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone line is 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be a great day today. Today we know what we're going to be talking about. Well, we always have Hidden Humane Pet of the Week, where I describe this beautiful little animal. And then today we're going to go to, we've got other things we want to discuss, of course, the beginning of a police state, in your face with Susan Rice. Hey, and did you know that the government's got this really kind of this neat little, software program called Prism that used to be called Carnivore that just gets into all the major social networks and just sucks all that information out. Oh yes, we're heading in that direction, aren't we? Gosh, what else? When we're going to be talking to Dane Wigginton about the weather, he says it's not just the weather, it's something the government's involved in. And then of course, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be with us at 8 o'clock to wrap up what's going on in D.C., if anybody knows. We'll ask him about the IRS. We're going to ask him about, you know, everything that's going on. But Bad Bob, how are you doing today?
Doing okay, sir. You just can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, it just gets better and better. You know, you think, hey, look at Prism. And Bad Bob goes, look at Carnivore.
Before I take the call here, yes, for the people who say, well, this is all George Bush's legacy and we're just carrying it on, Carnivore was first launched in 1997. Who was president then?
I think it was Clinton. But, hey, what can we say? Clinton, Obama, they're such close friends. They're, you know, the families are close. They've decided to work together to totally make this into a police state if Hillary gets elected. Now, hope everybody's having a great day. Like I said, it's going to be warm today, and tomorrow is going to be even warmer. But I want to just remind everybody is the Colt 45s baseball. We're launching our baseball broadcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're going to do all the Saturday night games at Tiger Field and a couple of away games too. And we're going to, if it's 110 out there, and you're saying, maybe I don't really want to, you know, I really want to support the team, but gosh, it's pretty hot. Flip on 1460. Anyway, let's start off with our Friday with our Wells Fargo advisors and our Market Minute. And today, Susan Eastman has got the right answers.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 142 points right now at 15,182. The S&P 500 is positive 7 points at 1630. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 23 points at 3,447. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 3 cents at 1323. Thermo Fisher Scientific, down $1.70, trading at 85 and a quarter. Pfizer, positive 16 cents at 2827. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo up 27 cents at $81.93, Pacific Gas and Electric up a dime at $45.12, AT&T down 11 cents at $35.70. For commodities, gold is down $28 an ounce at $1,387, silver off 71 cents at $21, crude oil down 59 cents, trading at $94 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here with expert advice on what's happening on Wall Street and what you should be doing. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Or just stop by Park Marina Drive and say hello to Susan and Josh and Steve and Kathy and Chris. They've all got great information. Okay, Bad Bob. I even hesitate to ask. But tell us what's happening in the weather today.
Hot. Sunny and hot, high near 108 degrees, clear tonight. The low, near 80. Oh, fun days. And even warmer tomorrow, the high pushing up into the one teens.
Wait a minute, one teens?
110.
But that's not it.
Well, almost. Okay, the tweens, the one tweens.
I hear it's going to hit 112.
It could, very well could.
Do you think 113?
In certain areas, it very well could happen.
It's June. It's not supposed to be happening now, is it?
We're a couple of weeks ahead of where we would be in a typical. It is not. We have hit these temperatures in the past. We are near, but not breaking records.
Well, okay.
Unlike what some short memory people would have us say.
Well, so okay. All right. Well, then look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to go spray myself down. Wait a minute.
Right now, 76 degrees. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. In fact, we're going out there tonight for dinner. It's going to be cooler up there in the Shingletown area. A lot of other things happening. We'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Whiskey, wine, cigars, and brew. Do we leave anything out? Maybe a burger, chocolate, live entertainment. Well, we have that too. On June 15th, the VFW Post 1934 will be putting on an event to help the Vietnam veterans build a beautiful bronze memorial at the Igo Cemetery. $10 will get you in the door, and it'll also get you some samples. Join us to help the Vietnam vets and the VFW move closer to realizing their goal. The event will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building, 1605 Yuba Street, next to the downtown post office, from 4 to 8 p.m., and tickets are available at the door.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindolalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. 75 degrees out there. It's going to be 109 today, my friends. 7:15 in the morning. Do not leave your pets in the car. And this portion of the show is brought by Tobacco and Brew. Yeah, I know. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, discounts for veterans, and Espresso Joe's not just serves coffee, does not just serve coffee, but great ice drinks. You know that, you know, the ice latte and all those things. I mean, you can just absolutely great drinks for this weather. Walk next door for the finest walk-in humidor in the state, lowest tobacco prices in town. And like I said, veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, who's getting ready to have, they're having a big soiree over there on the, here next week. And we're going to talk about that later on. Today, 109 degrees. Pets in your car. And with us is Spencer from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have our pet of the week.
Roscoe.
Roscoe is...
He's a great dog. You know, I chose to bring Roscoe with me today just because he is so well behaved. He's a little over a year old, yellow lab, and you know, this is the ideal dog for me. I couldn't ask for a better dog. He just occasionally wants a little bit of attention, and the rest of the time he just basically wants to lay around and just be a dog.
Right now he's laying on the floor. And he's kind of, you know, after he came over and leaned on Bad Bob.
He is a leaner. Okay.
And now he went from on his stomach, kind of looking around, to he just flopped over on his side. And he's just laying there. Now this is a male dog, because males do that. We have a tendency to, first of all, kind of look around and we just flop over and go
to
sleep.
Be a little lazy at times too.
Okay. He is a beautiful dog. And, he, like a yellow lab, he's not a full bred, but I tell you what, for us commoners who just look at what a lab is supposed to look like, he looks like a lab.
Absolutely. You know, and his personality is very unique, very, very unique dog. And like you were saying, he is quite the leaner too. He'll come up to you and he'll almost knock you over. He'll lean so hard sometimes.
Okay. Now he's a quiet dog. He's good on the leash.
He's great on a leash. You know, he does great with other dogs when you're walking by them. However, he does like to be the alpha dog. So we could always do a dog introduction with him, but he would probably do best in a home without other dogs.
Okay. So he wants to be the only dog. And then for kids.
He's good with kids 8 and older, which is actually about the average for these labs. That's a dog his size. That's what they normally get rated for.
Because if, you know, you get a 3-year-old and he's not a small dog. He could bump into him by accident and knock him down.
And especially being a leaner too. You know, he could come up to a small child and knock him right over just by leaning up against him saying, pat me, pat me.
Now, when I say that, when we talk about leaners, this is a dog that comes up and while you pet the dog, just kind of gets up next to you and kind of leans on you. I was shoeing horses. Horses would do that occasionally too, except they're really sneaky. They do it really slowly. And then you find out you're holding up like half of a horse's weight while you're trying to shoe it. But beautiful dog. He's laying down again and just looking around. He's just a very content, very quiet dog.
He is. You know, he's actually kind of got a funny story too. He originally came in as a stray. And he was actually adopted. He was adopted, went home for about a week, and the people actually brought him back, said he was too lazy. Said he just wanted to lay around and sleep all day. And in my opinion, that's the perfect dog. You know, you don't have to worry about him tearing up your yard or barking all day or anything like that. He just wants to lay around and just relax.
But he goes out and walks. He's not just lethargic.
He's not just lethargic. He did great. You know, we actually went on a short little walk across the Sundial Bridge this morning. He seemed to enjoy it and he just had a blast.
Well, then this is probably for somebody that likes to have a dog around that's affectionate and quiet and just, you know, doesn't need a lot of taking them out all the time.
Absolutely.
So a smaller yard might work.
Absolutely. You know, a smaller yard or even an apartment for this dog would work. So, I mean, you don't have to have a lot of space for this guy.
Are you kidding? I'm going to hire him to be a producer. If he's got all the qualifications. Not for you, Bad Bob. I'm talking about those other producers. Okay. All right.
Right.
Okay. That just means you probably won't hear my voice for the next 2 minutes. Okay, Spencer, thanks a lot. What's the dog's name again?
Roscoe.
You know what? He looks like a Roscoe. Okay, good luck. And how do people adopt this dog?
Well, they could come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or they could give us a call at 241-1653.
Hey, my friends, we're batting 1,000 out there.
We are. Every dog's gotten adopted so far.
Dogs, rabbits, guinea pigs.
Which, speaking of which, we have a bunch more of those now.
They just rolled in. Okay, we'll bring in the rabbits next week.
And, we'll do.
Well, let's just see what kind of, maybe Roscoe's a rabbit dog. Maybe not. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. I want to talk about police states. I want to talk about, Obama said to the American public, essentially in your face with Susan Rice, and he picked a fight with the GOP at the same time. Didn't have to, but he kind of thinks that Benghazi really isn't such a big thing. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 75 degrees out. It's going to be 109 today, 723 in the morning. It's going to get to 80 tonight. Oh, my gosh. Oh, weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're heading up there for dinner tonight. It's going to be cool to get out of this. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can do can fix your windshields from a chip up to 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373. He guarantees his work. He guarantees his work, and he won't take advantage of you. He's just not that kind of guy. From a chip, small chip, to a crack up to over 24 inches in length. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. All right. Susan Rice, the one who got lost on Benghazi. Oh, no. It was just a group of thugs walking down the street, and they just saw, happened to see an embassy there, and, oh, they just all got together and ran in there and killed the ambassador. How careless. Well, you know what? That's not what happened. She knew what, I just read off the reports that were given to me. reports that night were given. And you know what? I don't even know why we continue to go into this. It was a terrible fiasco. And if you can't hold President Obama, who should be held responsible because guess what? He is the commander in chief. He is the head of this. Then Hillary Clinton should have been fired over this. Instead, Susan Rice, who goes around telling everybody it was because of a video that had been up for a year and nobody really gave a damn about that. So, you know, with her acuum, her grasp of national politics, her grasp of what's happening in the world, her reward for that was being made the national security advisor. You had probably, you know, who advises President Obama about what we should be doing out there. Frankly, President Obama said, I don't really care what you think. Benghazi's not that big a thing. That's past election. I'm not going to run for re-election again. They can't coronate me king, but I will never run for re-election again. All right. Does anybody kind of just, I mean, do you just get kind of like, why?
Numb.
Okay, now Obama's in California. Why is he here? To make a personal plea for Californians to sign up for the new health plan, Obamacare. If it's such a great idea, my friends, why does he have to sell it? People would be lining up. Oh, wait, let me get into that plan. Oh, wait a minute. You said I could keep my insurance. You said I could keep my doctor. Well, yes, I said that. But you know what? After I read the plan, President Obama says, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's not true. And you said our taxes weren't going to go up. Yeah, I said that. But I just realized that after I read the plan that they will go up. I'm sorry. And of course, he's pushing it for the illegals. Hey, all you illegals, jump into this. You know, we have many, many, many illegals out there. You jump into the insurance plan and you know what? You'll make it work. They're looking for the young people to join because, hey, young people don't get as sick as old people. If a bunch of older people get into it, then they're even in bigger trouble than they are now. Probation officers in Reading are finally, West Foreman is saying, we're going to have more of our officers carrying weapons. Hello. Talking to probation officers, which I have over the last couple of years, especially since AB 109, they go into houses unarmed. You know, if they fear anything, you know, or they believe things are happening, the police will go with them. But times they go in there, they're by themselves. And they've got this big target because they're going to, you know, they could say, hey, you know what? Look at this stuff. You know, we can put you back in jail. And they find things like ammunition and drugs and alcohol and all those things. So they're going to start arming more of the probation officers. Good idea. They should be doing that because AB 109 obviously is not going to go away. Are you ready for this? Okay, let's talk about it. I was going to talk about how the New York Times said Obama has lost his credibility.
No.
Over this massive, suckage of information from, Verizon. Okay, now, this was their original editorial. It has lost credibility with the NSA gathering all this stuff. Sometime during the night, it was changed. The editorial was changed to his, lost his credibility on this subject. No, I think they had it right. Bob Bechtel, liberal commentator, says, this phone grab is deplorable. I mean, you get the comment, you know, comedians get into it, you know, Jon Stewart, you know, he's going after him.
Even Al Gore got really tweaked about this one, who normally carries quite a bit of water for the administration.
Well, you know, he carries a lot of weight. Yes, that's true in the administration. And he's also a hypocritical liar. This is the man who made all this money off of global warming. And frankly, you know what I believe? I don't think he cared. Not one bit. You know, he gets the Nobel Prize for this. And you talk to the other scientists who also shared that prize. The great comment was, what did he do? What did he do? So now let's talk, but as long as we're talking about having all your secrets taken, remember at first it was, Google that they went into, you know, with a gag order so they couldn't tell anybody that they were being looked at. And then, of course, Verizon. So let's talk about Prism. What's Prism? Prism is the software that they do, that they use to suck up all this information. And the word is now, and I want you to listen to this word, Prism, because you're going to be hearing it a lot. Because it appears that they've gotten into all, or at least 9 of the major social networks. We're talking Facebook. We're talking Yahoo. We're talking everything. And this has been sucking information for months under a secret court order. And it's not over yet. We'll be right back after these messages. Why is it so damn hot? Well, we're going to find out right after this message.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks on the rise following a better-than-expected jobs report from the government. Not too cold and not too hot. A positive sign for the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow up 81 points at 15,122. Royalty Pharma once again upping its bid for Elan, insisting shareholders should reject the Irish drugmaker's push to refocus its business. Royalty says it will now pay $13 a share in cash and give stockholders the right to an additional $2.50 a share in so-called milestone-based payments. And a survey by the National Association of Colleges and Employers looks at paid interns versus unpaid interns and finds that paid interns exceed their unpaid peers in offers and starting salaries once they get out of school. More than 63% of paid interns got at least one job offer, compared with only 37% of unpaid interns. As for the average salary, paid interns started at nearly $52,000 a year. Unpaid counterparts got $16,000 a year less. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Dennis Neal.
What if someone invented a way to find the perfect brand new car that didn't involve driving from new car dealership to new car dealership? Well, Autotrader.com did. By searching our immense inventory of actual new cars for sale, you can see which dealers have the exact 2013 sedan you want. Plus, see who has the best price and compare offers in your area like cash back or low APR. So you can find which dealership has your perfect car and the best deal before ever leaving the house. Autotrader.com, the ultimate new car marketplace.
Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races, and Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, collision repair, bred in California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning, June the 7th. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 75 degrees today, going up to 109. And I bet you're thirsty. Well, if you're thirsty, you ought to go call those people at Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing spring water to Southern Oregon and Northern California since 1988. Get their water from Mount Shasta, the springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 800-922-6227, or visit them at MountShastaSpringWater.com. Okay. Give us the weather real quick, Bob.
Well, we do have a special weather statement from the National Weather Service. Very hot due to a high pressure system building across the region. Daytime highs 15 to 25 degrees above normal. 110 for a high today, around 78 for a low tonight. Sunny and hot tomorrow, and currently in town, 76 degrees. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Great. 474-5546 for reservations up there towards Shingletown, about 9 miles south of Shingletown, or short of Shingletown, I should say. Well, you're wondering about the heat. Well, we've got a guest. Good morning, Dane Wigginton.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, you're going to talk about why the weather has gotten so hot.
You know, I'll describe why the system is off the rails all the way around the planet, and, you know, when you meddle with part of the system, you meddle with all of the system, because it's all interactive. And at this point, we have a global program, so the entire system is really being put off the rails, Carl.
Okay, and you said that how's this happening? You know, I didn't get the photography you were going to send me for some reason. Maybe it just bounced back. But what is your explanation of the heat, the tornadoes, everything that's going on? That tornado on the 13th had a base that was something like 2.8 miles wide, and the average tornado is like 550 feet wide.
Well, we're seeing anomalies around the globe increase radically, and on any one event, it would be impossible to say that one event was specifically caused by geoengineering. And for those that don't know what geoengineering is weather modification on a global scale. Most people have heard of weather modification. In fact, in the continental U.S., on any given year, there's 150 or more published weather modification programs done by states, counties, Forest Service, so forth. But geoengineering is weather modification on a global scale that's done 24/7. So in effect, it's climate modification. And it's like the 50-year chain smoker, Carl, who dies of lung cancer. You can't say for sure, proof positive, that that's what gave it to him, but you can say that it's damn likely. And any time, again, you meddle with the system like the tornado in Oklahoma, if the whole system has been altered, then, you know, you can't not point a finger at geoengineering also. And for those that, most people, Carl, have forgotten what a blue sky looks like. And even though there's not always these grid patterns in the sky, if people get up in the morning and you look to the horizon to the east, for example, it's very typically a silvery white color. It's not a blue color anymore. And same thing in the west at night. If you block the sun with something and you see this big silvery white halo around, so even if it's not a grid pattern overhead at that particular moment, it doesn't mean that there's not a lot of these weather modification particulates floating around the sky. And from the testing done in Northern California, Carl, and around the globe, the test match, there's aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, and these are all primary elements in geoengineering patents. And these particulates are sprayed from aircraft according to those patents and according to all available data. We actually have film footage of KC-10s, KC-135s spraying at altitude. People can view this at our website, is geoengineeringwatch.org. And if the proof is in seeing it, they can see it right there. Spray aircraft at altitude, spraying, turning on and off, nozzles visible. There's no question this is going on.
So you're saying is that it's going to continue to heat up. But I thought, wasn't the idea behind spraying this was to keep the cloud layer and to make things cooler?
Great point. Now, it's not heating up everywhere because you have much cooler temperatures on the East Coast. But it's sort of like weather whack-a-mole, Carl, where once you start to meddle with the system and everything goes off balance, then it's just trying to put out spot fires. And, you know, to think that they could control the weather, which is a stated goal by the U.S. military, by the way, it's called, there's a document called Owning the Weather, but to think you could, quote, own the weather or control the weather is insanity of the first order. And all you can do is try to put out the very disruptive things that you're causing, and that's what we see. So we see the West Coast frying under high pressure right now, which while the East Coast is being drowned in floods. I mean, if you look at the drought monitor, the U.S. drought monitor, people can look this up, you can draw a line from the top of the country to the bottom, right about in the center, and you can throw a line from record drought to record flooding, and that's the sort of total disruption of the climate system that we would expect. And on the heat we have and the high pressure, and Jesse Ventura actually covered some of this on one of his shows, but it's called HARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Okay, many Now I was going to ask about HARP, but I want to take a break first, and we come back, let's talk about HARP, because this is a high energy that we're putting out into space that's supposed to have something also to do with the weather. So our guest is Dane Wigginton. We're talking about the geoengineering, which is causing all the change, causing a lot of the changes in the weather, where you're having drought on the West Coast and heavy flooding on the East Coast at the same time. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week on We the People, it's a return visit from Kinana Nadir, who is continuing his work underground in Britain's Muslim community. It's been a year since our last visit, and Kinana will share with us, live from London, the latest on radical Islam's threat to Western civilization. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Here's some energy knowledge from Reading Electric Utility, REU. When energy is consumed is just as important as how much energy you consume. That is why REU is investing in thermal energy storage ice bears. REU is installing ice bears on commercial buildings throughout our community. These units store energy at night and then use their stored energy during the peak of the summer afternoon. For more information about REU's ice bear program, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know what? Why don't you go out and buy a car, truck, or SUV this weekend? And if you do, head on down to Redding Crown Motors. There's the place to go. They've got every type of car, truck, or SUV you could possibly want at great prices from your neighbors. And their service department is second to none there. They are supporting all the North State with great deals, including the Ram truck. 2013 Car and Track Truck of the Year. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. Or give them a call at 530-223-2177. It's worth the trip if you're living out of town. All right. Our guest is Dane Wigginton, and we're talking about the climate geoengineering that has caused the heat and the droughts and tornadoes and thunderstorms, or has, I shouldn't say has caused it, but has, is exasperated all of it. And when we left, we were talking about HAARP. What exactly is HAARP, Dane?
HAARP is an acronym for very, very high powerful radio frequency transmitters. It stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. And again, Jesse Ventura covered some of this, but there's not just one facility, Carl. There's, we think, at least 18 around the globe. What this does is, HAARP is considered to have 2.7 billion watts of power, and as it hits the atmosphere with this power, it causes a chain reaction, a molecular chain reaction. So it's a low input, high output, and as they heat space, HAARP is stated to be able to heat the ionosphere to 15,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That causes a bulge or a bubble in the atmosphere, and that's how they steer the jet stream. And that's why we have these very erratic jet stream movements now. I mean, it absolutely appears to be directly connected to HAARP. The technology is there, absolutely positively. And we get hit so hard on the West Coast with the spraying, Carl, because the storm tracks and the incoming air moves across us, and that's a desired area, according to the geoengineers, to spray or seed. And that diminishes moisture. And where I live in Shasta County, it normally has about 70 inches of rain a year. We've been about 40 a year for the last six to seven years. So we're a couple hundred inches of rain short. And, you know, this is just getting worse by the day. Our forests are literally imploding. We're seeing fir trees die all over. And this is exactly the stated result with geoengineering. People can look this up. They can look up geoengineering creates drought. They'll find data from every science source out there. So, you know, I'm not saying our military brothers and sisters that are involved, great people and doing service for the country. What I'm saying is you have crackpot scientists like those that tell Al Gore that we should do carbon credit scams and so forth. And, you know, these guys I've met with face to face, and they're simply not sane, and they give a lot of bad advice. And unfortunately, some people in the military have chosen to follow that advice. But we hope by getting the word out on the decimation these programs are causing, you know, the droughts, the shredded ozone layer, many people feel how hot the sun is on their face, toxified soils and waters, now Alzheimer's and autism going off the charts. We hope that and believe that people in our military, good people, will begin to wake up that they've been given a lot of bad advice from scientists that clearly are not sane. You know, these programs, well, as you stated already, are not helping.
These programs have been going on for 50 years.
About 60, yeah.
60 years. So I can't, you know what, Dane, here's, when I hear this, and I hear that these programs that they've been planes in the air for 60 years, and it's doing this thing, you can't fool, what was it Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time?
Well, I don't think they're fooled. I think they're afraid.
Do you think they've bought in that they're destroying the atmosphere and the planet?
Well, the NOAA scientists I've talked to agree. I've talked to Forest Service biologists that feel the same, USDA, and I've been told more or less the same thing across the board. That I was told, that I'm quoting directly by NOAA scientists, that's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I was told in my face, Carl, we know about these programs, we're alarmed as hell, we don't know what to do about it. And for those that wonder if these have been programs have been going on that long, I would encourage them to look at our site again, geoengineeringwatch.org, where we found on the NASA archives an 80-page document that outlines the full U.S. weather modification programs as of that time, with budgets in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And these programs included at that time Department of Defense, Department of Energy, Department of Agriculture, U.S. Forest Service, NASA, MIT, RAND Corporation, University of Arizona, University of Wisconsin, University of California, the National Science Administration, Colorado State University, and others. So, I mean, it's the biggest elephant in the room, and there's congressional documents for global governance of this, that global governance term that we all have learned to hate, as of January 2nd of this year. People can look that up. 40-page document, congressional document outlining global governance of geoengineering. So, Yeah, it's a very big elephant in the room. But because scientists and government personnel have no First Amendment protection, so far, they're afraid to come out of the shadows, it seems. But I don't think they'll be able to hide this much longer, Carl.
You know what? When you've got all this other stuff coming out about this, would probably be the ideal time because you've got Verizon, you've got AT&T, you've got, what else? Benghazi, the IRS. You know, this would be the ideal time just to say, hey, look, this is going on.
It is.
And you know what? Because the media is picking up on all these things, and this would be the ideal time. So, you know, for people not to do it is cowardice on their part, and because, oh, well, gosh, you know, I could get in trouble. Well, a lot of these people have blown the whistles, and they've been eventually well compensated for what happened to them.
Yeah, and it's simply the right thing to do, period. And anybody who want to know about this issue, in fact, at the request of the Tea Party, I'm doing a presentation today at their facility on, Benelli, the church down there,
it's Buenaventura and it's, help us out here, Bad Bob.
That would be on East Bonneview.
East Bonneview.
Near the railroad track, and that is, it was a Baptist church and now it has a new name and suddenly I can't remember it, but I'll look it up real quick.
They'll have flags out front and, at 1 o'clock today I'll be doing an up-to-date PowerPoint presentation on our situation, because our situation is unfolding very, very quickly. Anybody who wants to come, it's free. There'll be flyers there, and I'll do a Q&A afterward, because our situation is getting more dire by the day. The weather extremes they're causing are literally wreaking havoc in the environment, and it's getting, as I said, worse so quickly that May 8th, Carl, the White House had an emergency meeting to address the fact that we are probably going to have an ice-free Arctic this year, and these programs appear to be directly connected to this event. And this is not about Al Gore. I want to stress that. I mean, I have the same disdain for Al Gore that everybody else does, but this is about climate programs that are literally ripping the climate system apart. And there was an emergency meeting that was covered by mainstream media. People can look this up. I don't want anybody to believe what I say.
Do you and Dr. Doug Craig ever get together?
I know Doug, but I
do. You two disagree?
He's saying we disagree on what's the most important.
Okay.
I mean, on the climate situation, if whatever's happening with the climate, if we know we have a giant wrench in the works that's literally pulling the atmosphere apart, I think that's a priority. And how can we know for sure what the climate would be like if they weren't doing this? So I would say that's the difference between Doug and I. And with environmental groups that have not addressed this issue, they have stayed in comfort zones. I mean, I have a great angst for environmental groups almost across the board at this point, Carl, because they have chosen to stay in a comfort zone, not face this issue or admit to this issue. And, you know, it's good to save a fish or a frog here and there. That's fine. But if the whole house is burning down, isn't that more important? Isn't that a priority?
Oh, you see, we have to run.
Yeah.
So, again, it's at your
By the way, that's Destiny Fellowship.
Fellowship.
2570 South Bonneview Road.
And you're going to be there at 1 o'clock and you're...
1 o'clock today, Q&A afterward. And again, our site is geoengineeringwatch.org. Thank you, Carl.
You bet, Dane. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. When I'm going to come back, I'm going to give away some tickets. And I want to catch up everything that's happening this weekend, if I possibly can do that. There's so many things. But we'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob Koraluk here. When I needed to redo my little floors in my little house, I went to Shasta Lake Floors because I knew I'd get great advice, a great price, top-notch products, and professional installation. I also sent my girlfriend there when she redid her entire house, and she is happy, happy. You'll be happy, too, when you deal with Shasta Lake Floors.
Hi, this is Pete Corcoran, owner of Shasta Lake Floors. Thanks, Bob, and congratulations on your performance as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Great job. To start the season, Shasta Lake Floors is offering huge discounts on all in-stock flooring, up to 80% off on hundreds of thousands of square feet of carpet, wood, tile, vinyl, and laminate, ready to install. Also, for this month only, Mohawk Silk, the industry's premier carpet, a carpet even bleach can't stain, is 20% off. And don't be fooled by imitations. Mohawk Silk is sold exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. Voted best in the North State 5 years running. Come visit us, 4052 Chastidam Boulevard in Shasta Lake, where the sale is on now.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Friday, June 7th, Carl in the butt. 7:56 in the morning, and you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by healthy food and health and great health and beauty products. Of course, I'm talking about Orchard Nutrition, an in-store deli and the largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, and the North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition. You know, the people that work there really want to help. They've got great knowledge, and they're not going to steer you in the wrong direction. 221 Locust Street in Reading, over there on that Cypress Square shopping center area in there. You give them a call at 244-9141, 244-9141. Those great people at Orchard Nutrition. Now, I'm going to catch up on all the things that are going on here. We've got Team Monkey Wrench, the second annual Spaghetti Feed fundraiser. And these are people that are raising money for the Wounded Warrior Project and our local Homeward Bound Project. It's going to be a spaghetti dinner tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the down at the Anderson VFW Hall on Center Street. Millie and Kathy of Classy Cafe are going to be providing the dinner. Tickets are only $10. Call Chris McCandless at 524-5530 or head on down to Jones Fort, 222-3223 and get your tickets. They're raising money so they can put a team into this event called the Tough Mudder event. And all of that, the funds go to help our Wounded Warriors and our local Homeward Bound project that Rob Burrow started. Again, Saturday at 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall. Tickets will be available at the door, but give them a call too, 524-5530. Now, what else is going on? I have two tickets for the Colt 45s game. Saturday night starts at 7 o'clock. Two tickets. It's good. And this also, these free tickets are also will get you $5 off any purchase of $20 or more at Bleachers. So with these free tickets, you also, it's free and then you get $5. So it's like we're paying you $5 per ticket. So this is for the Colt 45s game. It's going to be a great game Saturday night. It's the first one that we're broadcasting live from Tiger Field. So if you want a set of Colt 45 tickets, give us a call at 605-4567. What else is going on?
Are you ready for some baseball? Oh, yeah, by the way, Chris McCandless called to make a shout out to World War II veterans. Of course, a vanishing breed.
No, that's true. Yesterday being D-Day, I put things in the blog, Time Under the Helmet. Okay, and also, fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival. You got it. Starting tonight from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's at the Tehama District Fairgrounds. We're talking about Cajun and
Zydeco.
Zydeco music with Tom Rigney and Flambeau. Bob Woods and the Swamp Billy, the Gumbo Band, Funky Gators, Bayou Boys, the Blue Box Bayou Band. And you're going to have dancing, crawdad eating contest, local spotlight bands, free parking every day, kids 12 and under free. The fourth annual Red Bluff Crawdad Festival. Woo! Woo, doggy!
I guarantee.
It's got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Congressman LaMalfa should be calling us here in a little while. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More Americans are out looking for work, even as more Americans got hired last month. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor explains live in Washington.
The latest report from the Labor Department says employers added 175,000 jobs in the month of May, a good but not great amount of growth, according to economists. It is a larger increase than we've been seeing over the last several months. And the unemployment rate is up from 7.5% to 7.6%. That's because more Americans were looking for work. People who had been staying home now deciding maybe they can find a job. Dave?
Now, Steve, the White House says the job creation shows the U.S. economy continues to recover. On Wall Street, the Dow is now up 168 points. The Senate has started what could be weeks of debate on an immigration reform bill that would enhance border security and give a path to citizenship to millions of illegals, which some Republicans oppose as amnesty. The government is not happy that we know it might know our phone records and maybe Internet usage. The Director of National Intelligence says press reports are misleading and America is now less safe. This as Congress reacts. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in D.C.
And published reports detail a wide net cast by the National Security Agency, an ongoing daily collection of phone logs and Internet traffic from several providers, part of a Patriot Act provision approved and renewed by Congress.
I thought I was able to be able to do something that was narrowly drafted. But any law can be abused, and this one has been.
Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner authored the Patriot Act. He's now calling for changes. The Director of National Intelligence is tapping down those reports, saying the program is limited to targeting non-U.S. citizens overseas. Dave.
Jared, a senator laid to rest with military honors. Frank Lautenberg, the last World War II veteran in the Senate, buried this morning at Arlington National Cemetery. The New Jersey Democrat was 89 when he died of pneumonia Monday. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, 2 shades in 5 minutes, and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-973-6563. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-973-6563. 1-800-973-6563.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
A cry for help for Syrians from the UN. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither, live in our Middle East Bureau.
That cry for help is the biggest humanitarian appeal ever launched by the UN. The UN is asking donor countries for $5.2 billion to help millions of people inside and outside Syria. The body is warning that the number of Syrian refugees in neighboring countries could more than double to 3.5 million by the end of the year. 7,000 refugees are fleeing the country on a daily basis, seeking refuge in Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, Iraq, and Egypt. Over 80,000 people have died since the conflict began 2 years ago. Dave?
Emily, President Obama will this afternoon begin a two-day informal summit with China's leader out in California.
China's President Xi Jinping may face uncomfortable questions, including about alleged state-sponsored computer hacking and the theft of U.S. government and business secrets. But one area where progress is possible is North Korea. Beijing shares Washington's frustration with Pyongyang's recent snubbing of international demands.
Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Tropical storm Andrea making its way up the East Coast. There are flash flood warnings from Georgia to Virginia. Flash flood watches up to Maine. It's only a small study, but the research could be big for MS patients.
A breakthrough discovery may mean a new treatment for multiple sclerosis. Phase one of the first clinical trial, led by scientists at Northwestern University, resulted in curtailing attacks on the immune system by myelin, the protein that causes debilitating MS symptoms, by as much as 75%. If further trials produce the same results, it could be the first MS treatment that specifically targets affected areas of the immune system, keeping the rest strong and intact. Colleen Cap on Fox News Radio.
A new weight loss drug hits the market next week. It's called Belvic. It was approved last June by the FDA for obese adults who have at least one medical complication. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 8:05, June the 7th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob Quick, what's the weather today?
Sunny and hot, high near 109 degrees. Overnight low near 80. Currently in town, we have 78 degrees. Report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546. It'll be cooler up there tonight. And hey, we're heading up there for dinner. Okay, let's head over to Susan Eastman for our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. While stocks are making a bullish reversal, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 176 points, 15,217. The S&P 500 is positive 16 points at 1639, and the NASDAQ Composite is up 30 points at 3,454. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Sirius XM Radio, up a dime at $3.49, Facebook positive 21 cents, trading at 2318, TiVo down $2.38 at $11.33. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bankshares up 21 cents at $20.65, North Valley Bank down 17 cents at $17.36, Bank of Commerce down 4 pennies at $4.95. For commodities, gold is down $31 an ounce at $1,384, silver off 75 cents at $21, and crude oil trading up a buck at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. And just like Susan did, you will gain great knowledge, and they give great advice there at the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right. Our guest for this hour, of course, is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, can I say IRS, Susan Rice, NSA? What would you like to start with?
Can I say us right-wing crazies are right?
You know what? And something just broke in the last couple of days called PRISM, too, it seems that they're sucking, billions of bits of information from major social networks.
That's why one of our most important things we should be doing at any level of government is oversight of the government, not the government's oversight of us per se. We can certainly track criminals and foreign invaders and terrorists, but not every single home or computer or cell phone needs to be scrutinized and put into a big database.
Well, it obviously must be by the Obama administration. What are they afraid of?
I think it's a goal of government in general here. So I'm kind of speechless at it. When every time I read another one, I think, really, is who decides that this is a good idea, and do they think they're never going to get caught? But so far, I mean, you know, people say, well, in polling and stuff, the guy's still Teflon on this. So I'm what's it going to take to get the American people to really say that we want patriots, we want people that respect my individual rights and the right to true privacy?
You know, that's a good question, because the way they handled Benghazi with this obstruction of, frankly, obstruction of the truth, you know, as the with Susan Rice going out and telling everybody it was a group of, you know, thugs walking down the street that just accidentally took over the embassy and killed our ambassador. And people accepted that. And then now that they found that's a total lie, that it was spun by the White House against the wishes of the CIA and Petraeus, who, by the way, is gone now, nobody seems to really care. It's like, yeah, well, you know what? And then he put Susan Rice in as his national security advisor. It's kind of like in your face.
And in your face.
And Benghazi really doesn't, you know, who cares about Benghazi?
Oh, that was a long time ago, right? Is that what they're telling you?
Well, yeah, it's like it didn't happen, it didn't happen, it didn't happen. Oh, well, that was a long time ago. What do you expect to do about it now?
Yeah, well, the election happened a long time ago, too. Why don't we toss that out?
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
Quite an attitude.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, and we'll. What do you want to talk about first?
you take us where you want to go. It's your show, sir.
Okay, thanks. We'll be right back. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest, and we'll come back. I like to talk about, you know, the latest in the IRS when we get back. We'll be as Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Freedom Ring at the Shasta District Fair opening Wednesday, June 12th. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under. Special ride all day for one price carnival wristbands. Outlaw go-karts in the Golden One Credit Union Grandstand. And be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Thursday, it's country music with the Chris Gardner Band. Friday, auto and boat races. And Saturday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Splash Dogs, Hypnotist Chris Mabry, the Junior Livestock Auction, Carnival, and much more. Save 30% on Carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 11th. Let freedom ring at the Shasta District Fair opening June 12th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Our lives are becoming more hectic with higher demands from our work, family, and our day-to-day living. This can lead to stress, exhaustion, and even serious illness. Hi, I'm family herbalist Peggy Spindalelis from the Healing Through Nature show on KCNR. Along with my husband, clinical master herbalist Arundel Spindalelis, we operate NorCal Herbal Studies here in Redding. Herbal medicine offers a safe, natural, and effective treatment to balance and restore the body back to good health. It can help with anything from acute to chronic long-term illness, or simply restore your health and vitality. Here at NorCal Herbal Studies, we believe in treating our patients in a safe, holistic, and natural manner. If you would like a change in health based on time-honored ways, please give us a call at 722-6728 or check us out at NorCalHerbalStudies.com.
Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and DeBaugh. Linda is taking care of business today. 75 degrees, going up to 109 today, 8:12 in the morning, and this portion of the show, and how apropos, is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Have a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. They've got houseboats, ski boats, jet skis, and a package deal to fit any budget. Come on out and have some fun and relax without spending all your money. And guess, you know what? It'll be cool. Be out there, splash in the water, get back in the houseboat, have some ice water or a cool drink. Give them a call. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina at 238-2383 or check out their website at lakeshasta.com. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and I don't know if you just heard me, Congressman, but, you know, kind of being on the lake right now may not be a bad idea.
It's actually hotter here at home than back in D.C., is kind of, which is generally backwards. It's going to catch up, but at least we have a drier heat here. And as soon as I was walking up the
drier
down
heat.
The big grand steps of the Capitol yesterday with a colleague there, he says, "Oh, you're lucky. It should have already kicked in May with the mass humidity back there. So everybody tends to stay underground, so your shirt doesn't get sopping in 100 yards."
Oh yeah, it would be as we'd go for runs in California, and it'd take you a while to sweat. You go back to Quantico, and within the first 50 or 60 feet, you've got a sheen of sweat all over your body. And speaking of a sheen of sweat or stuff covering you, let's talk IRS for a minute. Is this winding down the IRS investigation?
Is it what?
Is it winding down?
Oh no, there's plenty there. This is a deep vein. And, you know, Congressman Darrell Issa's committee has a lot to do with all these, simultaneous, government, abuses going on with that. And Benghazi and, tapping into various other media outlets. It's, you know.
The Verizon one, that's the big one. I mean, it's like millions of phone calls. Who is calling, the length of the call, where you were and all that. They said, well, we don't have the contents. Well, you know what? I frankly don't believe that at all.
Well, you know, they can lose a veteran's file down at the VA for months and months or years and years. And so they're going to instead keep track of billions of teenage girls making phone calls to each other and stuff like that. Are you kidding me? You know, I mean, we're wrestling with real issues, trying to get people the help they need and stuff, and having some success. But until you can show you can run something properly, why are you taking on more of this? And the bigger picture, though, is for what reason are they doing this? What are they afraid of? What do they need to know all of our personal information for? I resent having questions asked about anything I'm doing. I feel that same feeling, and I'm sure a lot of people do too. When people are probing around, like I don't like it when I call into an office somewhere and the secretary asks, for what reason are you calling? Like, well, I'll settle that with the person I'm calling. Thank you. You know, so it's just. It's just too much probing by government.
Well, the latest, as we said, is just has been hitting is PRISM, which is kind of like the stepchild of a carnivore, which is collecting billions and billions and billions of bits of information from what I understand from Facebook and all these other, you know, 8 or 9 social networks. So it just seems like is it because there, once it starts, this onion starts peeling, it's just going to keep going and going and going. And we're going to keep finding all this.
Are we going to what?
Are we just going to keep finding more and more and more every day that the government is intruding into our personal lives?
Well, Carl, every day, every week, more turns up. So I don't know where the merry-go-round stops on how much they have been tracking. Eventually, maybe it'll just run out due to sheer
exhaustion,
volume, or something. You know, but that's why oversight is so critical. And so I hope Mr. Issa doesn't stop until there's a lot of guys in jail and a lot of emptied out, you know, secret government bunkers here that are keeping track of all this. This stuff starts to really look like what was it, like the third Die Hard movie or something like that. You know, so it's amazing to me.
Well, that's the best, you know, that's the good thing you're saying. You're talking about oversight. When you went back, when you took your job as the congressman, did you expect to be read in on programs and that, hey, we have oversight committees doing this and that, you know, that we've gotten laws saying is that things can't happen and then now you find out is that there's so much going on? Or were you surprised about it?
Yes and no. That's how things seem to go back there. You know, we had a legislation on an issue called CISPA here, where it was to help give actually people that keep data the ability, the authorization to share data when they've been attacked by a cyber attack, which happens all the time. You know, China, other sources like that are attacking databases and internal computer files of some of our largest banks or any investment firms, all this. They're trying to attack that, hack into that, and cause chaos. And so much of this stuff is electronic now. If they're successful at doing enough of this to the largest firms, the largest repositories of financial data and other important data, if they can cause enough havoc in that, it would completely throw our economy and our way of investment and keeping track of people's retirements, all these things, into huge chaos. And I don't know how you would ever untrack it since we're so dependent on the electronic files. So we make a move in that direction, get somewhat criticized by it. And then you look at over here, the other hand, on the other side, they're doing all this unauthorized tracking of things that aren't their business. It's one thing, when you have a corporate firm that says, hey, we've been attacked, we need to share some information here with others, and, or, help give a warning. So here's what's coming at you, here's how we attack it all together, but, beating back these cyber attacks. We have our own government doing unauthorized. I think that's, something worthy of prosecution when these guys start flipping up enough rocks on it. Daryl Issa's working at it today, the Ways and Means Committee, they're working at it, and so that's our job. And to watch the folks in the Senate side who are governed by a different majority over there making excuses for the IRS, making excuses. Our own Senator Feinstein is saying, well, this is part of what security is. Like, really? You were the same folks out there criticizing any thought, any concept of a Patriot Act or something like that, that ostensibly, at least in the beginning, was supposed to be about tracking foreign threats, foreign terrorists, and some of those incoming calls from, the Middle East to our country, things like that. Did that expand out of control? Yeah, looks like it. So now we have the Democrats all making excuses for Holder and everybody else. Like, well, what's real here?
Well, that's it. You see Holder who didn't remember it until they, showed that he had signed the warrants to go after the media, and then at that point, finally the media just turned around and said, hey, you're not supposed to investigate us, everybody else, yeah, but you're not supposed to be looking at our stuff. To me, it was, the hypocrisy. There was so much to go around on this.
It does abound, yes. So will the media get offended enough to actually come after these guys? I think for the short term, they'll play it up. But in time, I think most of that Big East media will fall back into line and remember this is their guy.
Oh, of course.
And go back to ripping on Republicans for even bringing it up. So you watch that. It won't be that many months before they start reverting to that if we don't really actually see the seeds of that right now.
Well, they probably got to do this now because in the editorial starting next year will be for the coronation of King Obama. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And, Doug, when we get back, I'd like to talk, you mentioned it already, but about veterans and veterans issues. I know that your people around here are really pursuing finding veterans that are having problems with the Veterans Administration and getting their records taken care of or their cases taken care of. But there's still close to a million cases backlogged. I'd like to get your take on this.
1.256, I think, is the latest.
Whoa, tally. Boy, so it went over a million. Okay. But anyway, I want to get your take on this when we come back.
Sure.
Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help.
Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Reading, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And Congressman, good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, okay, we got about 5 minutes before this next break. The veterans issues, 1.2.
Let me just finish up on the PRISM thing
real quick. Oh, okay, sure.
What's disturbing here is that the information on these and other scandals, the foreign media is the one that seems to be taking the lead on exposing it. Okay, I mean I'm finding more from British media out there in the beginning, and then the other ones have to Me Too when it comes to it. So you're actually finding more and better information coming out of foreign sources on when these scandal breaks, at least in certain cases. This PRISM thing they actually look like they're proud of it. They have a logo that looks like, you know, the Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon album cover. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I haven't seen that.
It's actually something that was circulated within the NSA, and they have a neat logo on that, and it's called PRISM, which sounds like, you know, it might be a James Bond or a Dr. Evil thing within a crime organization, something like that.
Is there a mini-me in there?
Take over the world, you know. So these guys are actually brazen in what they're doing here. So.
Mini-me. I can just see that. A mini Barack Obama. Who is that? Oh, anyway. But you're right. You know, the Verizon story was broken The Guardian broke that story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just, you just, you know, and then you go, and then you have the Supreme Court saying, yeah, you know what? You get arrested, which could be a traffic ticket. You can have your DNA swabbed and taken. And I realize that they use these to use DNA to find criminals and to turn people loose and all this. However, it just seems like if I'm pulled over for something, and it's, you know, for traffic or, you know, some kind of arrest by accident, and now my DNA's in the system. What do you have to worry about? It's like everybody says on these.
Well, they're going to tap into your blood samples you take when you either give blood or go to the doctor. Are they going to tap into the, you know, there's a system there where you can give a swab and be in a bone marrow transplant.
Sure.
Bone marrow database in order to help people. Are they going to misuse that? You know, so we
don't know.
We've got a lot to do back here in Washington, don't we?
Well, you know, the other thing, Doug, is that people say, well, I don't care if they see who I talk to or collect my emails. I've done nothing wrong. And my answer to that is, well, good. You know, so neither have I, but I've done nothing wrong right now. But what if, you know, but if it's, it makes
that,
it...
That isn't even the question. It's no, not their business, okay?
So, well, that's the other thing.
I don't want them, you know, knowing how many chickens I might have in my yard or this or that. It's just not their business.
Drones flying over and counting and just putting back into the collections. And, I mean, because if there's no oversight of this, then it can be abused. And things change. So they can use it against you.
Well, shifting to abuse, you wanted to bring up VA there. And,
We don't have much time left. Let's start on it.
I have staffers that have been working pretty heavily on helping veterans get their issues through. The backlog is incredible. I said 1.256 million cases waiting down on either the Northern Cal region or just the Oakland office. It's embarrassing that that's how veterans are treated. You know, today's the day after D-Day when probably the supreme sacrifice paid by our troops in order to turn back World War II. Everybody's seen, you know, Saving Private Ryan as a pretty good depiction of what that looked like, and then documentaries of what it really looked like. And you know, the president can't even acknowledge D-Day yesterday and for like 3 years in a row. And this is what's happened to VA. So I'll just tell you, there's a lot going on in D.C. with legislation, with the VA folks being called out at the higher level. Now, this isn't to impugn everybody at the local level, okay? There's a lot of good folks, a lot of good workers that are being held up by the quagmire at the upper end, or even being told, you know, not to do certain things coming from the top down. Yeah. So that isn't to impugn folks. They're actually trying to help them on
right.
the ground.
But Congressman, we've got like 27 seconds before we have to go to a hard break, but the idea that I know your people on the ground here are actively searching to help people here, but when we come back, I'd like to talk about are the other congressmen, or is anybody else trying to roll into this and say we can do more? We'll be right back after the news. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. An early morning rally on Wall Street after the latest monthly jobs report just out shows employers added 175,000 jobs in May. That gain steady but modest.
The Labor Department says because more people have started or resumed looking for work, the percentage of people considered unemployed is up to 7.6%. A month ago, it was 7.5%.
Fox Radio Steve Taylor published reports of surveillance programs have lawmakers turning up the heat on the intel community and the White House.
This was started under the Bush administration. This is not essentially their program. They're continuing what the Republicans did. But wait a second, Republican James Sensenbrenner says he was one of the architects of the Patriot Act, and he says the intent of the law was to target specifically terrorists.
Fox's Ed Henry in Washington. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and the Bot. 8:35 in the morning. It's 80 degrees out there. It's going up to 108 today. Watch your kids. Watch your animals. Do not leave them in the car even for a few minutes. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Good time to get that haircut short for the summer. Right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Congressman Doug Maffa, and the Congressman, and we were talking when we left about veterans and the fact that he's got three people assigned in his office, just in his office, trying to work the Northern California fiasco. 1.27 million cases backed up. Congressman, are other congressmen trying to get, are they rolling in on this thing too, or is it just kind of, business as usual?
Well, I haven't really surveyed them on that. I know that there is a committee work being done to address backlog and the customer service of that. So there's, you know, I've seen committee hearing clips and segments on that, and I have spoken with other offices that are in Northern California too, or some of the members of those, saying, "Look, we got to do something with this," and gotten some mixed responses on that. Some think they're doing a good job. Some think we need to attack this. So, you know, I've got actually a Democrat colleague from the Bay Area who's very focused on this here. So I think we're going to be able to work really together, well together on that, and go after this, because he's being aggressive too. So this issue isn't going to drop here. So,
well, it can't. I mean, this is we're getting ready to bring we're getting ready to cut the armed forces by 25,000, I believe, in the Marine Corps, and 50 by in the Army. We're winding down finally this interminable war in Afghanistan. And right now, that I believe that the unemployment rate for veterans is like 15 to 18%, which means it's probably over 20%. And then with the backup in the VA, but even having your cases seen, I mean, this is horrible, Congressman, frankly. And why somebody, why people don't weigh into this? It should, you know, you're weighing into it. Why every congressman and elected representative doesn't weigh in and say, hey, if we put our heads together here for 5 minutes, we could probably solve this.
Well, believe me, there's others looking at, like Congressman Buck McKeon from Southern Cal. He chairs the committees that are pertinent to this, and so we're working closely with their office. So it's we're looking for ideas that they may have or experiences they've already had too with how you get some of this untracked. But I think everything's kind of becoming at a fever pitch with the way a lot of government agencies are operating. They're either out there being thugs against farmers and ranchers and people out there on the land, or they're spying on us, or they're just flat incompetent. And, you know, that, again, that doesn't impugn every single person. There's a lot of folks inside that would like to do better, but are held up by either the threat of lawsuits or incompetence coming from the top down, or an agenda that is pushed by the administration, or maybe it's only an environmental agenda, or one where actually, as far as VA goes, like, the longer you deny, the more the government saves. So it's was kind of coined a term around here, deny until they die, which
that's it. If you deny it enough, people will die, and then you don't have to worry about it. You know, and then the widows will never get anything.
Meanwhile, they're getting Cadillac health care in prison, or making it where you have to give so many benefits to those that are in prison that it's almost, people contemplate cutting them loose or shutting down prisons because it's just easier and cheaper, right? Well, how cheaper is it when you're the victim of one of these guys being on the street, or your daughter or whoever like that, you know? So it isn't cheaper. So government needs to be doing the right thing, and I think sensible people know what the right thing looks like, and there's a heck of a lot of it that isn't.
Well, do you have any, you know what, you know how I feel about the veterans issues, that, you know, frankly, the government has let us down on this, but do you have any last thoughts on that one? Because I want to move into the immigration.
Let's go.
Okay, immigration, Senate, the Gang of Eight, you know what? They come up with these terms that come out of communist China, you know, the Gang of Five, the Gang of Eight. I'm not sure I'm following that exactly, but the Gang of Eight has come up with, you know, they're trying to come up with an idea for fixing the immigration crisis that we've managed to get ourselves in over the last 25 or 30 years.
The gangs are starting to crumble there a little bit because, we had a really good meeting the other day. The Republican conference had several of the Republican senators come over to our side, and there was just a really good discussion with some of the House members and those senators that are working on it. And, you know, not to reveal too much of the internal stuff right now, but I think they got a really strong message out of the House Republicans that whatever result may come from an immigration bill or package or whatever, if it's not defending the borders, if it's not providing absolute security as to who's coming in, who's coming out, the rest of the package doesn't matter to us. So, you know, there's guys that want parts for ag, and I get that. Shoot, I'm an ag. But the paramount thing in this issue is that we can't do 1986 over again where, hey, if we give amnesty, we'll also do the rest of the stuff. You know, Ronald Reagan signed onto that. And, with a good intention. Fine, we'll do amnesty for, I think at the time the figure is about 3 million, but also we're going to do the border enforcement. Like, well, the Democrats at that point block all the funding, block what it takes to implement it there. We built a little bit of fence, but not the whole thing. And other fence is still authorized, but the funding doesn't flow and the environmental permits. And, you know, you should have seen this one slide we had in there where it's, I forget the name of the river, and along the southwest border there, but the fence comes down the hills, the side of the hills, until it reaches the arroyo in the center, and they said you can't put a fence here because you have to let the wildlife go through on the U.S.-Mexico border. So there's this gap there that's probably 300 yards wide where the river and the arroyo all around it there is wide open, so you can just walk around that. That's the environmental input on that. So it's laughably ridiculous, except it isn't funny.
Uh-huh. Well, we got to take a quick break here, Congressman. Couldn't you just put a sign up in Spanish that says, don't go through here?
I think that would be discriminatory because you're assuming everybody reads.
Oh. You know, I can't help it, Doug, but are you starting to sound just a little more cynical than you were like a year ago?
I could add two or three more lines to that, but I just started getting interest groups mad at me there. So,
okay, Rick, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Nah, okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635. The Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
1313 Hartnell Avenue between Churn Creek and Victor or call 722-0635.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State. 80 degrees. Going to get up to 108 today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're heading out there tonight for dinner. 8:45 in the morning, this portion of the show. And how appropriate for this? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They are there for installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Have them come out and check your air conditioning, your swamp cooler there, to make sure that it's operating, because it's going to be up to 113 tomorrow. You've got to get going on this, and they are the people to do it. Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, 221-2642, homecomfort.org is their website. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and when I left, I was chuckling because I'd asked about a certain bit of cynicism that I might have heard coming after a year of being working with your close friends up there and on Capitol Hill, Congressman.
Look, you know, everybody asks me, like, well, what surprises you? And I just, and, you know, nothing really surprises me that much. I can sometimes be expressed in outrage or disappointment, and I guess being a little more serious, when I get on the plane at the end of the week, I'm a lot of times I'm kind of grieving the country here because, you know, the moral fiber is just being ripped apart every day by, you know what it all is.
Yeah,
you
hear it. I know. It is.
And the way we treat the people that are the producers or the heroes and all that are second-class citizens to the ones that shouldn't be getting promoted. You know, the ones that are providing,
you know, the ones that are paying for all the services, the ones that are putting the people into jobs, the ones that are, you know, that are making businesses work, are, seems like we're the bad guys. And the ones that are, that they get the results of so many people's hard work and hard, you know, and labor, and the takers are on there, and it seems that the government is not trying to get them off. It seems like they're trying to add them on. And I just don't understand that concept, because at some point,
when you are trying to move the ball in the direction there where different legislation, we're trying to narrow the gap and slowly turn the ship there, and even doing small things. Like you'd think the sequester, which was only reducing the increase of the amount of spending each year, was the end of the world. And in the farm bill, we're working on that right now. The farm bill hasn't been the best thing in the past, so I'm part of the effort to try and narrow that and start phasing out aspects of that too. But you still get rung up in the media for being a farmer in that. And so making a modest change to the food stamp portion of the farm bill, which is 80% of the farm bill, I get, you know, just all sorts of nasty comments coming in on the different sources as well. And, you know, it's they're really derogatory. But when you see the amount of fraud you have in those things, and the fact that on the farm side of it here, there's dramatic reductions and changes being made on the, what the portion you would actually call the farm part of the farm bill, then you're really looking at this as just becoming almost 100% an entitlement program by the next 10 years. So,
wow.
It's only really going to be the food stamp side. So, yeah, how do we dare ask any questions about where the money's going or who's eligible or demanding that accountability, because somehow people have the impression that we sit back there in the Congress and act like it's my money or my colleagues' money. It's the American people's money. We're supposed to be stewards of it. And every dollar that flows into D.C. came because of somebody's work, the sweat of the brow of people out here in the district or the districts across the country. And if we're not being good stewards of that, if we're not being careful with it, then we're disrespecting them. We're wasting their time. Because the way I look at it is that your paycheck, what you earn, comes from the exchange of your time. And when government, it's not just money, but it when it's stealing your time and then wasting it and putting it towards things that are counterproductive to your values and your belief system, then that's offensive. And so that's why I fight and battle and don't mind, you know, all the name calling and insults that come with it, because it's a bigger picture. So,
well, you know, we've got one more quick break here, Congressman. I'd like to talk to you about the fact that Obama is out in California pleading to, and that's the word that was used, was, you know, a plea to have people sign up for the Obamacare, the insurance programs out here. I just talked to somebody here in the office that last year their health insurance went up something like 27%, and this year 30% under these plans. And I'd like to just get a quick take from you on where you think Obamacare is now, and the fact that all these things that were said, their taxes aren't going to go up, you're going to be able to keep your own doctor, you're going to be able to keep your own insurance plans. How was such a bogus bill passed?
Not reading it, but I'll wait for the break.
We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I have the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse again with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew want to say thanks to all of our loyal customers. With everybody headed to the lake and camping, stop by and fill up your propane tanks. We have two-cycle oil, ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers, red and clear diesel at all the plants. We have bulk oil, hydraulic, motor oil, grease, antifreeze, DEF, urea fluid, and we deliver to all ranchers, farmers, and loggers and construction folks, and even homeowners. We have some of the best people in the business. Northern Lights Energy. In Weaverville, see Michelle. In Corning, see Robin. And in Redding, see the rest of the family. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org.
Well, I won't back down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our last segment here, June the 7th, 84 degrees out there. It's going to get to 108 today. Hey, we're followed, our show's followed by Outside the Wire, and our guest is Helen Clark, a psychic medium. We'll be talking to her on, in the regressive training and a lot of different things outside the wire. Our guest right now is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And Congressman, when I asked, you know, in kind of in a semi-hysterical state of after everything is being said, how can we pass a bill like this that just is lie after lie after lie when it's starting to be implemented?
Because part of it is the people are allowing it. You know, if there's not enough evidence out there that your rates are going to go up anywhere from 40 to 140% for Californians on the insurance that the government's going to manage for you. I mean, look, the IRS can't even keep track of how much they're spending to send their employees to ritzy conferences there where some of them are staying in $3,500 a night rooms. They can't keep track of that. You want the IRS keeping track of anything to do with your health care? The answer is a big fat no for anybody that's paying attention. But there's not enough people paying attention. They're too busy, I guess, worried about who's winning on the, you know, Dancing with the Idols or something like that. If people aren't waking up to this, and this is what happens. Government runs out of control. So I tell people, like, if this is what you like, then just, you know, keep not paying attention. And don't bother to vote because the particular candidate may not be quite perfect enough, so you're going to give this guy four more years. So, yeah, I get a little upset when we're back there trying to fight this stuff, and then the tools given are more of the same type of guys that are appointed to these agencies. I sat in the Natural Resources Committee yesterday, and they want to take thousands of acres out of either private ownership or other uses and put it all into more preserves. And that means it's off the tax base. It means people can't access it. People can't manage the resources. They can't cut the timber. You know, so this is what happens when you have an executive that appoints people from the top down that don't allow these uses and instead kowtow to environmentalists, things like that. So on the healthcare, you're going to have the IRS overseeing that. I think that should be scary to a lot of people.
It is scary. So
the repeal of the Obama healthcare takeover, I don't call it Obamacare, it's Obama healthcare takeover. It needs to happen, and just because, you know, we get ridiculed, like, oh, you guys on the House side just keep passing bills to do that. Yeah, we'll keep passing them, because this needs to be in front of the public eye, and the Senate needs to have to deal with it. If they want to ignore it, then fine, they can ignore the legislation we send over there. But there will have to be a price to pay, if nothing else politically, when they have to be held accountable at the election in 2014 for this monster that's going to be unleashed. Californians, again, they're going to see they've already seen part of the rate increases. By the time this kicks in, and they're limited to four or five health plans, and they said, and, you know, it's called Covered California. Well, let's look at us folks in the more rural part of the state. We get less plans, less options, because it's harder for the federal and state government to deliver more options to us in, let's say, Redding or Chico, or even go a little farther out. Let's say, what are the options going to be in Alturas? Maybe they'll have only one plan, thanks to government takeover. Is this what people want? Is that part of the freedom you wanted? It's like, oh, it'll be better because the government's running it and the IRS is running it. Come on, let's get serious here.
Well, I think that what people don't realize is that they're going to be forcing people, since they aren't going to have the plans or the medical care or the programs there, they're going to have to move closer and closer into city centers so that they can get it, which is moving people off the land and into the, on the lines of communication on the freeways and then even closer to bigger cities. I mean, this is the bottom line.
Yeah, they're harassing them off the land as it is now with the people's ability to make a living in the area, whether you're talking farming, ranching, timber, and the mill jobs that people, you know, live in small towns and do. So they've been fairly effective at that, and they continue to do it by wolf introduction or lack of,
wolf introduction.
Water rights, all that. So it's very effective, and they still come up there with having more consensus building meetings, and they go back with their own conclusions to Sacramento
sure.
and wherever that they came in there to begin with. So
okay.
I'm really, yeah, am I cynical? Yeah, but we fight every day.
So. I've got 1 minute left. Here's a chance to end it on a high note. You've got 1 minute to make everything good here. Before
well,
the weekend.
Each week is the plane lands in Sacramento again, and I wonder how many alligators there might be in those rice fields underneath that are sent by the Capitol to take our guns and all our other rights. I always remember that the hallways I walk in Washington here with the statues of those great founders and the great patriots there do serve as my inspiration.
That's
so
good.
It's an emotional thing sometimes to see the good things that can happen when
it's not all bad.
We honor our veterans. Yeah. We honor what the founders are. We honor those founding principles and keep those in mind because it's bigger than all of us. It's bigger than whatever my tenure is going to be there and the person before me and the person after me. It's about the United States of America and those ultimate rights that were fought and bled for and that we have an obligation to preserve. So remembering D-Day yesterday and the great ceremony we had at IGO the other day where you know, we were even able, after many years, to award a Purple Heart to a family whose father deserved it. That's what I hold on to.
Great. Thank you so much, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, for joining us. Continue the fight. We appreciate it. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Phone and internet records aren't sitting well on either side. Some concerned about civil liberties, others worried about leaks tipping our hand to terrorists. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The director of national intelligence, James Clapper, calls leaks about surveillance programs reprehensible, but he says the National Security Agency's data mining is legal and limited. His statement on the heels of published reports detailing emails and phone records being collected on an ongoing basis by federal law enforcement. Reports indicate information on millions of Americans is caught in the net, Clapper calling that inaccurate, insisting the intended targets of the surveillance are on non-U.S. citizens overseas, Lisa.
Jared, the snooping apparently extends to overseas officials. The Guardian newspaper reporting that British intelligence agencies have also been gathering communications data from U.S. internet companies with the help of the NSA.